Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world, a very interesting and poorly understood facet of that war, of course, is here at home. And that is a battlefront that is currently being afflicted by an effort that our guest for this very special edition of Secure Freedom Radio suggests has as its purpose erasing America. It is brought to us by something he calls the Red-Green Axis, and I'm looking forward to being able to discuss all of this at length with James Simpson, a terrific and highly regarded freelance investigative journalist who formerly served as an economist and budget examiner for the White House Office of Management and Budget. You can find his writings in all kinds of places, the right sorts of places, the Washington Times, WorldNet Daily, American Thinker, Breitbart, Daily Caller, and so on. You can also find him in video, notably as a featured participant in an award-winning documentary entitled Agenda, Grinding America Down. Jim Simpson, welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. It's great to have you with us.
Good day, Frank. Great to be with you. Thanks for asking me to come.
Well, I'm delighted to have a chance to talk with you, notably because of your brand new book, which I am very excited about, a monograph that we've published as part of the Center for Security Policy's Civilization Jihad Readers series entitled The Red-Green Axis, Refugees, Immigration, and the Agenda to Erase America. We're going to drill down on all of those elements, Jim, but maybe just a word about your background. You have been looking into efforts to erase America for quite some time. Talk a little bit about your experiences and what you found over the years.
Okay. Well, you know, like a lot of us, I came to Washington, D.C. in 1987, you know, full of excitement and enthusiasm about applying what I learned in college as an economist and, you know, doing my part to help. And when I that job at OMB was right out of college, and I quickly saw, you know, what they say you don't want to see. I saw how the sausage was made from the inside, and you can take my word for it when it comes to government, as you well know, that's something you don't want to watch too closely. But for the entire time, I had a very strong interest in the left and its agenda in our country, because I knew from my studies in economics that every agenda they had was really destructive. It was not what they claimed it to be, an outreach towards the poor and oppressed of the world to save them from their situation and achieve social justice. It was really quite the opposite. And to me, as an economist, it was blatantly obvious. Well, to my surprise, when I came to Washington, D.C., I found that turned me into a radical right-wing nut. For some reason, understanding the reality of what these people were about suddenly made me a gadfly. But that didn't stop me, because I know what the facts are, and I just pursued that that's an avocation, frankly, relentlessly.
And to very considerable effect. You know, you're very deprecating about your accomplishments, Jim, but you're no right-wing gadfly as far as I'm concerned, nor I think from the perspective of an awful lot of people who have been watching with great interest and great admiration your very rigorous analysis of these complex issues. And the one we're here to talk about today is particularly complex. So I want to sort of break it down into its component parts. But let's start with this concept of what you call the red-green axis. Does that have to do with environmentalism, or is it something else altogether?
No, as you know, that the green is what we associate with the Islamists, the green flag of Islam, and red is, of course, communism and communists, socialists, leftists of all stripe, which unfortunately today comprise the vast majority, if not the entirety, of the official Democratic Party, at least at the national level anyway.
And to the extent that the sort of red part of it is essentially this kind of radical communist, in some cases, socialist component in or out of government. Jim, what are you referring to when you speak of the green? Is this a reference to the color of the flag that these guys fly?
This is a reference to the Islamists, to the Muslims. Yeah,
right. Mm-hmm. And yes. Operating under the sort of banner, the green banner of Islam and jihad. And the thing that I think is probably peculiar, at the very least, if not completely mind-boggling to most, is the left, with its agenda, promoting feminism, awful lot of homosexuals, Jews, artists of various kinds, would seem to be, well, the people that the Islamists would put to the knife first. How could it possibly be, Jim, in your analysis, that this lash-up, this collaboration, this red-green axis is possible?
Well, you know, that's a really good question, and the only way you can answer it in a way that makes sense is to step back and ask yourself, why on earth are they together? What is it that the two of them together can accomplish efficiently? And if you examine the Islamist political doctrine, if you examine the left's political doctrine, their almost exclusive goal is power to the exclusion of everything else. And a 60s radical said it best. He said, the issue is never the issue. The issue is always the revolution. So since they arose from the mire, the left has always attached itself to issues that can advance its agenda. So the left has attached itself to welfare rights, civil rights, environment, gay rights, but in a very cynical, deliberate, purposeful effort to use those issues as vehicles for them to expand their power and undermine the power of their opponents. And the Islamists are exactly the same. You know, I wrote an article talking about Osama bin Laden back in the early aughts, shortly after 9/11, and I did some research. And, you know, he gave a speech where he said, there is nothing inconsistent with us allying ourselves with the socialists and the communists because our mutual enemy is the great Satan, and to the exclusion of everything else. And he furthermore articulated all of the social justice, socialist concepts that you generally hear from the left. And to me, this speech he gave sounded exactly like something that Hillary Clinton would say.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? And Jim, this is really the crux of the issue, I guess, is that they may have wildly different end states in mind. They both obviously contemplate erasing America, as you put it, but they deviate in terms of who's going to run things in the post-America world. But for the moment, they are perfectly prepared, despite their obvious conflicts of interest, shall we say, or conflicting interests, better yet, to collaborate. Jim, we're going to pause here in just a moment. I want to just say that I think this is such an important insight into what we're up against. And again, to a very considerable degree, it's not only not known by most Americans, but I think they probably would find it incredible that there is this red-green axis operating. We're going to talk more about how it is operating, the mechanisms that it uses to advance its agenda, with the author of The Red-Green Axis, Refugees, Immigration, and the Agenda to Erase America, James Simpson. That and more, straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.